Going right around the country with the biggest Aussie hits at night for Ozmade, it's Matty Gowan, and we've got some big news for Veronica fans because not only is there one album, two albums coming out with some tour details. I'm catching up now with Lisa and Jess from the Veronica's Girls Zoom chatting. Thanks for joining me here.
Hey,
it's life, babe. It's life now.
If you had to put a number on it, how many Zoom chats do you think that you've done in the last 12 to 18 months?
Well, what do you think, Lisey? Like
everything on Zoom. We were doing Pilates on Zoom for a while. You know, grocery shopping on Zoom.
Yeah. I learned how to make nut cheese on Zoom the other night, which is pretty cool.
Is there like a Zoom guide of what you can actually go and learn? Is it like a Craigslist for Zoom?
Yeah, you can do everything now. They even have it where they'll drop like things to your door that you can then take a class on Zoom. It's pretty cool.
What would you girls do if you were giving a class via Zoom? What would it be?
Maybe we'd do like a meditation, cool. Or we would do a songwriting thing, or truth or dare, like drinking game or something.
That sounds awesome. Well, you've got to do it in your spare time because there isn't a lot of that at the moment. What is going on with Human and Godzilla?
So we have two new albums coming out. Godzilla comes out in May, Human comes out in July. But yeah, it's been six years since we released a new album. And so we had so much music and both thematically felt like they fit into these different spaces. So we created a double compilation and that's what we're doing. And then we have a national tour in June as well, which is Godzilla vs. Human.
Is there something to do with some alter egos in here?
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, Godzilla is the alter ego of the Veronicas, you know, and we were saying it's been 16 years since our first release. So that's 16 years of releasing music, of media, of this, you know, huge journey of the public getting to know who the Veronicas are and all the controversy, all the craziness that has come with that, that definitely paints
a world.
a story of who people think the Veronicas are. And it's that, and who people think the Veronicas are is almost the polar opposite of who we are off stage, sure, as Lisa and Jess.
Having released music, 16 years ago, what was it like bringing out something when you were 2 years old?
God, we love you.
10 out of 10.
How has it changed from the Veronica 16 years ago to Godzilla and Human, like right now, 2021?
It's been a crazy journey. I think it's like, as songwriters, we started out with just the two of us and our guitar. And then from there, we went on this amazing songwriting trip where we got to work with some of the biggest songwriters in the world, Max Martin, Billy Steinberg, Toby Gad. And then we went ahead and made our second album, which had Untouched, Take Me on the Floor, Hook Me Up. And since then, it's just been this like incredible sort of evolution of how to connect with your stories and how to continue to connect with the authentic parts of yourself as an artist and as a songwriter, as a performer. So really it's just that. I think it's the creative freedom that we continue to find in those stories is just like the best part of it for us.
Absolutely. And the best part of it now as well is to encompass that by getting back on the road with the tour. What can we expect from the Veronicas with this, with Godzilla versus Human?
Oh my gosh. Live performances may be my favorite aspect of what we do. I know Lucy loves the studio. And our shows always tend to be a little bit more rock and roll than what our records sound like. Where something sounds really pop on the record, we like to kind of dirty it up on stage. So we just can't wait to get back out there and like share energy with the crowd again and, you know, be able to tell more intimate stories. We've done the festival scene for the last few years, which has been the best. But doing your own headlining show and knowing that people are there for that experience, there's something magic about that. So we're really excited to do that. Just connect.
For this tour, we've split it into two parts. So there's opening with Godzilla, and then we have a little break and then we go into Human.
Have you guys actually seen Godzilla versus Kong yet?
No, I haven't seen it. I really want to see it though.
Yeah, it looks awesome. So much has been going on with the film industry over here. We've been so lucky throughout the last 12 months. It's like music industry has been pretty desolate, but, you know, for the film industry, it's been pretty thriving. Hopefully people make more movies here.
And we're looking forward to you girls making some more music. We've been treated to a couple of singles already with Godzilla and the new one. Tell us a little bit about how Life of the Party came about.
The Life of the Party is our collab track with our friend Tom, aka All Day. We had this song that we started in Sydney. We all met up in LA, actually. And he's sitting there with his laptop. He's kind of typing away, and the next minute he's like, I think I've got something for the track. And we were like, what, really? Oh, he'd taken elements from what we were all talking about and put them into the song, and we were all feeling it. We were all feeling what that song's sort of melancholy vibes were, which is just like, you know, when you have the dream of being an artist, you have a dream of being a performer. And now with social media, I think everybody gets a sense of what it's like to like want that hit of like living this big dream. But there's this other reality side to it that it doesn't feel real. And you're trying to find what is real within the unreal. And I think that people more than ever can relate to that. So yeah, that's what we connected with All Day About.
Yeah, so much fun. Awesome. Love this song. I've been waiting for this one to come out. So
good. Well, really wait no longer, because we are going to play it right now. Lisa Jess, Veronica's absolutely awesome to be Zoom chatting. Thanks for turning the cameras on, you beautiful girls. We're going to do it right now. And we'll catch you later.
Thanks so much, Matt. Thanks. You're awesome.
Chat, lovely. Hey, this is Lisa.
And Jess.
The Veronica's. And this is our new song featuring All Day called Life at the Party.